Jack, you get into a situation where your season just abruptly ends. You know, you guys are flying, you're up, and then bang, it's over. How do you look at it now, just less than 24 hours later, that you could just as easily be on your way to Carolina as you are sitting here talking to us?
Yeah, it stings a lot. You know, I feel like we all thought we were going to win that game, so to be sitting here with no more hockey is a tough feeling.
Go Pekka for a long time. How hard was it to just walk in the room last night and see him the way that he was after the way it ended?
Yeah, really hard. But I mean, he gave us you know, an unbelievable game. He made so many big saves, and he's just such a stud in the net. So, you know, obviously he's such a competitor. It was really hard on him, like it was all of us. But you know, he gave us a heck of an effort.
You've been in this organization now for a few years, all the way back to 2020. What was it like for you to finally see things come to fruition and see this team develop to the vision that you were told might happen someday, and it actually came to pass?
It was awesome, yeah. It was an awesome run. I mean, just a great year, great group of guys, and, you know, it's great to have a little bit of success.
Jack, when you see the way this group grew together this year, and the way it came together with guys who have been here for a while and then the younger guys who haven't been here for a while, everybody just seemed to land on the same page. How did that make you feel to see that work out that way?
Yeah, I think we have a super close team, and that's, you know, part of why we were so good. So I think it's, you know, a great thing when you have teams like that.
I remember Lindy told me this, Seth Appert told me this, how hard you worked last off season to get stronger, and we could see it in your battles, you know, that you know, you're stronger in your battles and things like that. I've never met a pro athlete who doesn't go into the off season thinking, okay, these are things I got to work on because I got to get better at certain things. You've had a season now where you did get better physically and in a lot of things. Now, as you look forward, what do you look forward to now to maybe work on as you move forward to help this team get to the next level?
Yeah, I think some of the similar things. I worked a lot on my skating and strength last summer, and, you know, keep working on that. I think I can get a lot better in the ozone, kind of holding on to pucks and playing, you know, not just off the rush. So, you know, work on that for sure. And I think just, you know, keep working on being a goal scorer. I think I had a lot of chances this year and probably could have scored more. So something I'm going to focus on.
There was a lot of talk coming into the playoffs about how this was, you know, the first time for a lot of you guys. And I'm sure you'll process more of it as the summer goes along. But in the immediate aftermath, like, what do you think you learned about playoff hockey? Like, what did you take away from it?
I mean, it's a lot of fun to be in. It's fast-paced, a lot of emotional swings, but I don't know. It's just fun competing with the guys out there. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting back there.